Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. Well, friends, we've made it to the final hack of the season and it's an epic. This time we are back on the water, but there's no engine pulling us. We're in a kayak. And not just any kayak, it's producer Chris's kayak. It's his inflatable kayak. Why? Well, Chris and I are separated by many things, including roads and trains. But a short walk from each of our houses is one single river, the same river, the River Lee. So, can we travel from A to B, my house to his house, via the river? Is it quicker than walking? Are we masters of the waterways? We met on a sunny afternoon in Hackney, East London, at Chris's hipster squat.
Rich, why are you on my street?
Trust me, I don't want to be here as much as you don't want me to be here.
It's a disgrace. I invite you into my home.
Yeah.
I let you use my toilet.
Yeah.
And now what?
And now we're stood outside your front door with a canoe. What the hell are we doing?
Well, Rich, I live about a mile's walk from the River Lee.
I want to stop you there.
Yeah.
We've got a canoe.
Yeah.
We've got to walk this thing a mile to the River Lee.
Unless you want to carry it on your own.
Right, let's get going. Let's carry on with the intro.
Are we going that way? I mean, we could go that way. But you're facing the other way.
This could be a testy hack. What is the hack?
Well, Rich, you're Richie Firth Travel Hacker. And as I understand it, you're always looking to find new ways to get people from A to B. And last episode, the last sort of hack we did...
Yes.
As I believe it, you said we had to fill in all the rivers.
Yeah, we cancelled the River Thames, didn't we?
Yeah.
But what we haven't cancelled is a man-made vessel.
Right.
Okay? The River Thames, a natural phenomenon. Canals, Christopher, are made by men.
Right. So?
So the question is, what is the hack? We are walking to the River Lee Navigation, which is part canal, but it's the end of the canal, at the end of the River Lee. As you'll know, Christopher, but many others won't, the River Lee ends up in London's Olympic Park. Everyone knows that. Heady days of 2012. But where does the River Lee go to? The River Lee goes all the way up to Hertford, where I live.
Right.
It took me 35 minutes to get from where to Hackney. But how quick will it take us to go back in a canoe?
I actually missed the end of what you said there because someone was pumping out a garage tune in their car. This is Hackney after all.
Yes. I'll tell you something, Chris. At the end of season one, we tried to save money by hitchhiking from my house into work to try and save commuting money, because it's not just time that hacks, financially it hacks. It would certainly save a lot of money if it's an effective way to commute to and from London up the river.
So you think that we can get all the way to where? From here?
Well, no, look, I've never canoed in my life, so I don't know. But it's certainly achievable on paper. We'll get an idea when we reach Tottenham. Because
yes,
that would be the first stop on the train line from Hackney Downs to Tottenham Hale.
Yes.
So that is directly comparable. I've done that journey this morning to get to your house to pick up the canoe. So we'll get an idea when we arrive at Tottenham whether the canoe and the river is an effective way for me to commute to work.
Are we counting this time that we're lugging this very heavy canoe?
No, we're not.
This is all just preamble.
This is all preamble, because of course, at the moment, the canal is not a commuter network. But if you and I prove that it is a viable form of transportation,
yeah,
it would encourage TfL to build some kind of jetty, pontoon, dock, yeah,
yes,
for people to commute by canoe.
Canute, if you like.
Canute!
Can we join the canoe belt?
I've been in a boat. Canoe?
No. You've got the phrasing's wrong. I know how to ride a boat. I know how to paddle a boat.
You need to say
Richie,
it to me.
I know how to ride my boat.
Canoe?
It is, actually. Very good. So, see, there we go. We workshopped that. If only we'd been doing that for three seasons.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the canoe that we're carrying.
So this is, this was bought at the early, let's go straight on. This is, I think it's straight on. I've actually got lost 100 metres from my house, Rich.
This doesn't surprise me. Regular listeners will know you didn't even know what type of car you are.
I don't know.
It's a miracle you know what your house is.
So this is an inflatable canoe.
Yeah.
I bought it early in lockdown from a from an online retailer called, I think it was Decathlon.
Yeah, they're good.
They're more Amazon, one of the two, but I think it was Decathlon. Yeah. And it's a K2 Explorer, two-man, yeah, inflatable.
Yeah.
It takes me about 6 minutes to inflate fully on my own. So with you, we could do it maybe in 20. And it's a kind of an entry level, but it's pretty sturdy actually.
Okay.
Like it, you know, it, you can go at a decent lick. I've got life jackets in my back.
I love the fact that you bought this as a lockdown purchase. Of all the purchases that people were making during lockdown,
yeah,
Chris Skinner buys a canoe.
I really wanted one, and like, there was nothing to do, was there?
No, I guess not. And
actually, like, you know, so as we emerged from lockdown, I realised that the only sort of bit of getting away would be UK getting away.
Yeah.
So a number of times last summer, we went on sort of mini breaks in the UK, so at Norfolk or Suffolk.
Yes.
The canoe came with us.
Lovely.
And actually, the further you get from London, actually, the happier you are to jump in the water as well.
Did you drive on your breaks?
Did you drive? Yes.
What car have you got?
You pushed me on this one. This is not fair. A Road Cross. It's the French one, because it's not a Peugeot, but they sold it in the same garage as the Peugeot. And
no way, absolutely no way. You're not going to get Citroën and Peugeot selling cars from the same
they
garage.
They sell them in the same place.
They're rivals.
No, they're not. Either that or I don't own one.
How far we're into this journey carrying this canoe in percentage form?
66.
Fucking hell.
Look, that's two-thirds, mate. That's pretty good. I'll tell you what we're doing now. So you can probably hear, we're quite near the A12 now. We're in Mabley Green at the moment.
Yeah.
We Mabley Green intersects with the A12, and
can we swap
the Rivoli.
Hands?
Yeah, that's a good idea. In a couple of minutes' time, and literally at that intersection on the other side of the river, we will get on the water.
Okay.
I can make this easy for you, Rich. So see, there's a line of houses in front of us.
Yeah.
Behind those houses is the river.
Oh, okay, cool.
But we have to just slightly, because we can't walk through the houses.
Yeah.
So we've got to go under a bridge and over a bridge.
Where's the paddle?
In here.
Really?
I really hope.
Do you want to check before we walk any further?
Do you want to check, or shall we just assume it's there?
Let's assume it's there.
Yeah.
Is it inflatable?
The paddle is not inflatable. It sort of fixes together.
I'm going to ask you another percentage question.
Yep.
Percentage certainty that the paddle is in there.
Great question, Rich. I would say 80.
So 4 out of 5 days a week the paddle's in there. One day a week.
We all have
you
a bad
all
day.
The way to the... It's like,
what's the worst that could happen?
There's no paddle.
Yeah.
Hack over.
Okay. But do you want to walk under this bridge?
I mean, no, to be quite frank.
It's like table tennis tables and like...
It's dark skate park and I'm hearing grind music.
Grind music?
Yeah.
It's just people doing workouts. You get like body popping and all that kind of stuff down here.
It's all a bit shady.
No, look, they've got the proper barbells out. Let's go and look, they're lifting barbells.
You're very at home in East London, aren't you?
I am. See all these...
I'm seeing graffiti, I'm seeing urban table tennis tables, and I'm seeing two kids walking in flames and walking in.
See all this skate park section here where we are?
What does that say?
What?
That graffiti.
Which one?
It says, the white one on that
fucking
rack.
R? Is that what it said?
It said fucking oath, whatever that means.
What about that one? Fuck Boris?
Fuck Doris, though.
I hate that Doris Johnson. So all these skatey park bits of this hit were entirely built by the users of the park. They've just like, honestly, sometimes they just
when
turn up with their
users,
own...
users?
Like the people who do the skating.
Okay, fine.
They're very nice people around here. You've got to understand that around here, people spend a lot of money trying to look rogue.
Is that what we're doing right now?
With our canoe?
We're probably the shiftiest of the lot, in fairness. I'm probably being way too judgmental.
Right, Rich, we're pretty much here. This is the bridge over the River Lee.
Yeah.
This is the Olympic Park.
That's what I thought.
This is the edge of the Olympic Park.
It has a whiff of Olympic Park about it.
It does.
So where's the copper box?
The copper box, you'll see it very, very soon. As soon as we come out of the line of this building.
Yeah.
So this was the media centre during the games. Now it's got a couple of nice bars.
Yeah.
There's a copper box we can see to the right.
Yeah.
And the old Stinkers Island, which is where West Ham live. And can look down there, Rich. What's in the water?
A canoe.
Brilliant.
Oh, this is great.
There's loads of people going that way. We're going the other way, though.
Okay.
Because that's the way to top.
Yeah.
And then where?
Yeah.
Right, so when we cross this bollard, we're in the Olympic Park.
We're in the Olympic Park.
Do you feel medal winning already?
Yes.
And we are going to pump up our thing.
Yeah.
Just down here.
There's a man doing Tai Chi.
Yes, this is what happens in my area.
He'd get on with those people underneath the line.
Actually, I would say they had different vibes, Rich.
They are different vibes.
They were high energy, and this guy's all about...
We can't pump up a canoe by a man doing Tai Chi.
Yes, we can.
It's interrupted shackles.
We'll do it over there, then.
Oh, okay.
That, technically, you're not allowed to bring a canoe on this waterway.
Are you having a laugh?
Unless you have...
On the water membership, British Canoeing.
I pay £65 a year for this.
To do this? Wow. Amazing.
So I've been desperate. Ever since I got the membership,
yeah.
I've been desperate for an inspector to pull me up and me be able to whack the card out. Never really? Turned up.
Do I need a card as well?
No. It's
per canoe.
It's per boat, so it's okay. Me. Right. We can do it here.
Hold up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Friends, this is a good moment to mention our Patreon, because we need your support, and that is not just moral support. Head to the site, all the details are there, the different levels of membership, patreon.com/travelhacker.
What's there, Rich?
Is that the pump? Oh, pedals! Brilliant. We got. They are the paddles.
There yeah. We go. I told you I was right to be 80% confident. So
I thought you were saying 80% compassmentous. So I was going to agree with that.
I mean, that's higher than normal. Would you like to do the pumping, or would you like me to do the pumping, Rich?
I'll start pumping, and then depending on how it goes, you okay. can take over.
So, oh, it's a bit damp from the last one still. That's nice, isn't it? That's probably the end where you'll sit.
Are we actually sitting in this damp bit?
No, we'll sit on a seat. We've got seats that we pump
out
to.
Okay, great.
But maybe I should have let that dry a little bit more, because that looks gross. Right, Rich,
mm-hmm.
Put your feet down there.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
I take your bag off.
Up you go.
Right, here we go.
It's easier. I mean, you can do it just with an arm action, or you can put a whole body in. It's up to you.
Okay.
And I'll get a picture of you for many reasons. Right.
Yeah, because I'll get one for socials in a sec as well. But yeah, or you could do, yeah. How long is this going to take? I'm bored after 5 seconds.
5 minutes.
This thing's quicker. Oh, look at that go up.
Right. Bit more, not much.
Whee,
maybe about that much.
What happened there?
I think it was full.
Okay.
Right, number two. See, it does come up really quick.
Madam.
Right, mate. Get pumping.
Okay.
Act like you're Matt Hancock and this is your paid consultant. That joke will be quite dated by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
He may. I assume he won't have a job by then. Oh,
that's popped out again.
Excuse me. Right. Okay, Rich. Can you see where it says number 5 at the back?
Yes.
You need to give it a with your own lips. You must go to that one. Important question, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Front or back?
Do we both perform the same role?
Pretty much. The person at the front.
Yeah.
Which is usually the less experienced one.
Okay,
the person
yeah,
at the back
yeah.
can sort of go and fix all that.
Mm-hmm. I have spent a week on the Thames on a holiday.
On the Thames on a holiday, doing what?
A cruiser. Boat.
Is this the one that you wanted to take all the way out to Southend?
No, I went from Windsor to Marlow. Not very far, actually.
So this is not the same... Don't you remember the boat that you wanted to take all the way up the Thames? And
yes. I mean, basically what I'm saying is I've been on a river.
Yeah.
So I'm not a complete novice. Okay, I know.
You're going on the front.
Okay, fine. I've just seen that it shouldn't weigh more than 180 kilos each.
Yeah.
What, together?
Yeah.
Maximum load?
Yeah.
I'm weighing 80 at the moment.
I'm weighing 80.
Great, so that's 160.
Yeah.
So we've got 20 kilos to spare.
We've got 20 kilos of kit.
Right.
To spare, I don't think we... And a 20 kilo, that's a standard sort of... Standard short haul suitcase, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think we've got quite that weight with us. I mean, we are pushing it, to be fair.
Yeah, we've only got 20 to go, haven't we, really?
Thanks, yeah, you just stand there.
No, I don't know where everything's going, do I?
Well, you didn't tuck your nipple in.
And I put that seat where the Velcro was. Do you want it further forward?
It's fine.
It says use only under competent supervision. When do they arrive?
Look, Rich, yeah, you can swim if you like.
I learned to swim around about 10 years ago.
Yes, well, about time we tested how much worthwhile it was.
How much I've retained. Are you any good with a boat?
Yes, Richie, I would consider myself to be awful.
Canoe?
Oh, kayaking on about it. Okay. There's your life jacket there.
Right.
Might have got you a kid's one. How suitable for you is that? Does it fit? Or is it kid-sized? Oh, Rich.
Did you pick this up on purpose?
No.
That is not going to do up, even if I didn't eat for a year.
No. It's all right like that, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Right, so you now have to go back to my house and drop your bag off, and I will get in the canoe and off I go.
No.
I will get in first, so as I can steady it up, and then, okay, so grab the handle at the front.
Okay.
I'll rely on you to pass me the paddles. Okay.
Put it in?
Yep. Gosh, it feels like I have much less room without a child passenger. Which is, I know, stating the obvious. Pass me the paddles first.
Okay.
Okay. So, put your bag in first. You can put your bag by me if it's easier for you before you adjust. Yeah. Chuck that down here. So, I'll get into a sitting position on the ledge.
Okay.
There you go. Get your feet into position first. And then twist your bum in. So get your feet, move your feet further forward into, there you go, there you go. And then twist your bum in. Good. Really good. Ooh, really simple. Now, really important thing, yeah, I'm about to pass the paddle over your head. Yeah, don't drop it in. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, before we properly go off, I'm just going to check that I'm recording.
About,
yeah, of course it does. It's a blooming QE2, is it? Right. One, two. Okay, I'm recording. I've got my thing here. So, Rich, I guess now is a time for you to set, you know, give some kind of statement as we head on our journey from Hackney to where.
I'm going to quickly, don't push off from the side yet. I'm going to quickly remind myself how long it takes.
Oh, I'm going to set
to
my...
get from Hackney to where. Okay.
Right, I've got my watch set to row.
Right, 11:48, 12:25. So that is 37 minutes, that's the time of the day, that is. Well, here we are in the boat, and it feels relatively stable. And so let the hack commence. Let's remind ourselves what we're trying to do. We are trying to show that the canal is a feasible journey.
Left.
Which way are we going?
We're going this way.
Which way?
Left. So there you go, now... You keep going, mate. You keep going. You don't even paddle for now. I'll just get us going.
Okay, all right.
You keep talking.
We are going to try and prove that you could commute. Well, I could commute specifically from Hartford into London by the canal. I currently take the train. So, the comparable train journey would be from Hackney Downs to Ware. That takes 37 minutes by Greater Anglia. So we're going to try and do it in the canoe. Let's see how long it takes. We'll get an idea how we're doing pace-wise when we reach Tottenham, which would take 7 minutes from Hackney Downs to Tottenham Hale. So I'm going to start the stopwatch, Chris.
I've already started it. Because I started paddling about 30 seconds ago, Rich.
And here we go. Right.
Right, so just for now, follow my rhythm. So when I say right, you do right. When I say left, you do left, okay?
Okay.
Left. Right. Left. There you go, right. Left.
How do you do it and not drip water on yourself every time you put the oil in?
Say it one more time, mate.
How do you do it and not drip water on yourself every time you put the oil in?
Oh, so I will let you know now, I've got an enormously wet arse. Already.
Why are we going to the right?
It's alright, I'm letting you do a bit of padding just to see how you get on. I mean, I am absolutely, I don't think I've ever been in the boat this laden down before. And,
what do you mean? Have we got too much in it?
Rich, we're taking on water.
How?
I don't know how, but I can tell you that my arse is absolutely drenched. And we've been going for about a minute. I'm going to assume that what happens now is we reach a kind of arse saturation point and things get no worse.
I've not got a wet arse at all. What are you doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong? Well, maybe I'm at the back of the boat, which is tilted furthest back, and all the water is running towards my arse.
We seem to zigzag about a bit.
Okay, I'll just keep paddling on my own, shall I?
No. I'm just trying to find the rowing thing. I've got a wet arse now.
Rich, we're really taking in water.
I've got a really wet arse.
I'm still the only one paddling.
I'm going to put a rowing machine on.
Rich?
Yeah?
I'm still the only one paddling.
I'm about to start the machine.
Rowing what machine?
Go. Okay, right.
Rich, we've taken in a lot of water. Like, we've taken on more water than this boat has ever taken on before. And we've been going for 200 metres. Like, I'm absolutely soaking wet.
I've got a really wet arse. I've got a puddle here. What do we do, Chris?
I don't know, Rich.
Should we go to the side?
I think we need to find a gap where we can get out, though.
Over
so
there.
We need to keep going for a little while, mate. So I wonder, after, let's see that wooden construction. Let's see if we can pull in over there.
Wooden construction?
See the wooden boat construction thing. Let's see if we can put... I am absolutely drenched.
I've gone really well.
You can look down the bottom of the boat, mate, and we are really filling up with water.
I know we are. I've got a massive pump swimming.
This is a disaster. This is an utter... This has never happened before. Admittedly, I've only intended to take... Children.
I've got water going down the back of my boxer shorts.
Mate, I'm so wet.
What's gone wrong?
What is happening? What is happening? And what will happen next? Tune in next week to find out when you'll hear this.
I don't care about the ants.
And this.
There's even a dog coming to look at you.
And this.
And now, if that has made the edit, people will hear what you're like.
He's a buffoon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.